Having a quick chat about another thing that's happened over the weekend, and we were talking about it earlier on the show. Emergency medical services. If something happens to you, you want an ambulance to get there and save your life. So why do we live in a world where people who are going out there to save other people's lives get attacked? Once again, recently, another attack on emergency medical service staff. And you're listening to Dr. Shahem De Vries, who joins you right now, head of EMS in the Western Cape. Shahem, good morning.
Good morning, Kino, and good morning to the listeners.
Can you just outline what happened again, please? Because this is driving me to the point of frustration. But anyway, yeah, just tell us what the latest. I believe there are two attacks in the past week, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think that's what compounded the issues, Kino. We had an attack on Wednesday to one of the crews out in Khayelitsha, and they were held up at gunpoint. And then Saturday night, just as the shift started, second crew were attacked. The conditions under which they attacked, I think, were particularly brutal, and the team are still reeling as a result. Essentially, they were on their way to a gunshot victim, before reaching that, they were stopped by a crowd, presumably to get some assistance about an unrelated issue. And whilst they were trying to resolve that and getting ready to depart again, they were approached by armed assailants. The female crew member managed to run into one of the homes in the community. Unfortunately, her partner was alone with the attackers, and the attack was quite brutal. They assaulted him physically, held a gun in his face, actually in his mouth, robbed him of his wallet and cell phone and a few of the equipment in the vehicle.
That's hectic. I mean, something needs to be done. I know you've had discussions. I know you've had national talks around how to deal with all of this. But something's got to give at some stage. I would imagine that you probably have a lot of staff that are wanting to save lives, but fear for their own now and not wanting to go out to a lot of these areas.
Absolutely. I think the understandably, the sector involved, particularly, are quite severely traumatized, really struggling. The management team themselves are struggling to contain the situation. And emotions are high, you know. And when emotions are high, talk veers towards ultimatums and binary choices, you know.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, we've had this discussion before. I'm happy to assist wherever I can. As I said, if we can talk about how technology can be used to help mitigate some of these issues. We just need to get everybody out there. If you're listening to us and you're a technologist or you've dealt with similar issues before and you've got solutions, then you must please contact us, because I'd like to put you in touch with Dr. Shahem De Vries.
Thanks very much, Kino. And if I could, I think, you know, they're obviously looking for solutions, but I think at the moment in the aftermath, there's people struggling to make choices they make all their lives. I think whilst they're busy struggling with that at the moment, we should try and support and think of them, because our safety depends on that.
Absolutely. And if you're in a community where people are attacking EMS staff, remember it could be your family members, the lives that they're trying to save, and communities need to stand up and protect and help protect our EMS staff. So, Shahem, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Shahem De Vries there, head of emergency medical services in the Western Cape.